A warm welcome along to your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Newcastle United's training ground remains closed after last week's outbreak of coronavirus at the club. The Magpies game at Aston Villa on Friday was postponed after a significant increase in cases. Players are set to be tested to assess numbers ahead of Saturday's game at home to West Bromwich Albion, but it is not yet known if that match will go ahead, although there is hope that players can at least return to training on Tuesday. Some reports are claiming that the number of cases are well into double figures, although that has yet to be confirmed. Darcy Park was closed all of last week after five players and two staff tested positive for COVID-19. The match at Aston Villa was the first Premier League fixture to be postponed this season because of coronavirus, and following the game at home to West Brom, Newcastle are then set to travel to Leeds United for a match on Wednesday, December the 16th. Elsewhere on the transfer front, Newcastle have been potentially linked with a move for Jethro Williams. He is still to make his return from the horrific knee injury he suffered while on loan with the Magpies last January, although he is working his way back to full fitness. There's been plenty of speculation over the midfielder's future recently. He's in the final year of his contract with Eintracht Frankfurt, and it's unlikely that that will be extended. And the player's agent has spoken about the possibility of rejoining Newcastle. He said, "Of course, there is this possibility. Jethro got along very well in England and he's willing to go back there. They want to extend the contract. Either we extend the contract or he goes in the winter." And finally for the bulletin, there's more transfer talk. Reports are suggesting that Schalke midfielder Nabil Bentaleb has been offered to Premier League clubs, including Newcastle United and Fulham. Schalke have given Bentaleb an indefinite suspension and claim he will leave in the summer at the latest when his contract expires. Bentaleb has challenged the suspension, but a January move is on the cards, either for a nominal fee or absolutely nothing. And both Newcastle United and Fulham are said to be in line to try and sign him in the transfer window. That's all for now. We'll have more later.